This is Crick Info Audio. Welcome to Crick Info Audio. This is Amit Verma. India came agonizingly close to victory in the St. Lucia Test, but West Indies finished the fifth day on 294 for 7 after the fourth day was rained out. I'm chatting about the game with Anand Vasu, who wrote the bulletin for this game on crickinfo.com. Anand, India's holy grail for the last few years has been a series victory outside the subcontinent, hasn't it? They came heartbreakingly close to it under Sourav Ganguly, such as when India toured Australia, but never quite finished matters. Here they could have been 2-0 up by now, but just failed to win both tests, denied in this particular one by Brian Lara and Rain. India's best performers with the bat over the last few years have been Rahul Dravid and Virender Sehwag, and they both came good here, and it's got to be terribly frustrating for India.
It must be frustrating, especially after the first game went right down to the wire, and here we batted so well in the first innings to score 588 at almost 4 runs and over. To have done that on such a slow pitch and then to have bowled West Indies out and forced the follow-on and to lose one day to rain like that must have been terribly disappointing. But I thought they did all right on the last day to get so close.
And in the marvellous innings by Brian Lara, who's come to his side's rescue so often in crucial situations. He might be 37, but he still seems to be in his element.
It's interesting that you bring up his age, because at the end of his innings, when he was well past 100 and he'd almost batted the whole day, a very young Dwayne Bravo was keeping him company, and it was Lara who was pushing Bravo for singles, for quick singles, and trying to come back for a second run. He's maintained levels of fitness that are required for batting. He may not be the most athletic, he may not dive or throw himself about on the field, but the powers of concentration to bat so long under such pressure are just amazing. And Lara, you normally associate with that flourish, high back lift, and some outrageous drives through the offside, but here he was exactly the opposite. From the time he came out to bat, he seemed to have decided that it was he who was going to stand in the way of India's victory, and he did just that. I mean, he was a bit unlucky to have been given out as he was in the end, but he might even have been unbeaten at the end of the day. I thought he played superbly well.
You know, Shivnarine Chandrapal might not look like a very pretty batsman, but I love the way he played. I've seen very few people play India's spinners better. You know, that slight shuffle, playing the ball late with hands so soft you'd think he was holding a towel and not a bat. He averages a whopping 80 against India per innings. I think he's as much of an obstacle for India in the rest of the series as Lara is.
That's absolutely right. And it's not so much as how well he plays the spinners, but I don't think I've seen anyone else play Anil Kumble especially better. Because playing Harbhajan Singh and playing a part-timer like Virender Sehwag, a lot of batsmen seem to be able to do that. But in a pressure situation when Kumble's got runs on the board and he's coming in and he has an early wicket, he's a very, very dangerous bowler. And Chandrapal seems to be absolutely relaxed. He sticks to his game plan, irrespective of what the match situation is. He seems utterly unconcerned whether wickets are falling at the other end or whether the ball's suddenly doing a bit. He plays really late and he has his own technique. I mean, it's among the most ugly to watch, but it really works for him. And in this series, every time he's gone out to bat, he's spent time in the middle. And this time he really made it count on the last day, and he could be as big a problem for India as Brian Lara.
Anand, Munaf Patel was wonderful today, and the qualities that set him apart, his accuracy, his wicket-to-wicket bowling, mean that even when he isn't doing much with the ball, he'll still be someone who'll trouble the batsman. You can't say that about the rest of the Indian fast bowlers we saw here. You know, today Munaf, Anil Kumble and Virender Sehwag were the three men Rahul Dravid looked to for wickets. But VRV Singh and Irfan Pathan were rather unimpressive. At one stage, Dhoni actually stood up to Pathan. Do you think that as at Antigua, we missed a second specialist spinner here?
I don't know if it would be fair to say we missed a second specialist spinner, because on a pitch like this, we've almost won inside of 4 days. So that's something that the team will be looking at. And Harbhajan Singh isn't exactly 100% fit at the moment. But there is a week to go before the next test, and they will certainly be looking at playing him. Because between VRV Singh and Irfan Pathan, if you're playing only four bowlers, you can't really carry two bowlers who are not doing too well. One, you might get away with it, but two, there's absolutely no chance. So Irfan Pathan's clearly lost out on pace, and though he bowled with some good rhythm in the first innings, in the second innings was quite a disaster. As you say, Dhoni standing up to him. At that pace, it becomes very easy for the batsman to play when the ball's not swinging or doing anything off the pitch. So I think between VRV Singh and Irfan Pathan, only one will play the next test match if Harbhajan Singh is fit.
Thanks, Anand. This is turning out to be a heck of a test series, and we'll come to you with lots more on Crickinfo Audio. To access our audio content directly, do go over to crickinfo.com/audio, and to send us feedback, write into audio@crickinfo.com. This is Amit Verma signing off on Cricket for Audio.
This is Cricket for Audio.